The Torah tells us, Pru or Ravu, Vekivshua, there's a mitzvah of having children, populating the world. There's a debate, the Machlokas, Rambam, and the Rush, whether Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah itself. The Rambam seems to say it is, while the Rush seems to say it's a Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is having children, but you have to only, the way to have children, the appropriate way to have children is through Kedushin and Nisuin. So there's a mitzvah Pru Revu, and the Gemara tells us, Machokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that to fulfill your mitzvah, you need a boy and a girl. Obviously, it's a mitzvah out of your control, so the mitzvah is to be Osek in Pru Revu, and give it your best shot. And whether you have a boy or girl, that depends on our Kaddish Baruch Hu. However, there's another mitzvah as well, Lashev HaShaserah, in addition to the mitzvah Pru Revu, there's a mitzvah to have as many kids as possible. So there's a shaila in Evan Ezer in the Poskim, the Chalkas Machokek, the Beis Shmuel, the classical commentators on Evan Ezer. What is the story in terms of, so the obligation is Pru Revu V'Kivshua, the mitzvah is on the man, not the woman. It's a way of men to conquer, not women. That's the famous kasha of the Mesha Chochma. If you would think one mitzvah, a woman should be chayav in it, be having the kids, and they have, you can't have a kid without a woman. So the Mesha Chochma discusses Darchecha, Darchei Noam. God is a mitzvah which involves so much pain to even want to command someone. That's why she has a maternal instinct to have children, or else like no one would ever have kids. Or as well, since if the mitzvah is on Pru Revu and you couldn't have kids with your husband, so you'd be forced to divorce him to find another husband. And we wouldn't want to do that to a woman. I to a man, we don't care. No, a man, in biblically speaking, could have many wives. So either way, there's a mitzvah Pru Revu. And so how does, so it's normally done, so to a Maisa Bia. Today, with modern technology, with artificial insemination, sperm banks, etc., one could be genetic. In other words, one could be the genetic father who could give the sperm, even though there was no maisa bia, there was no act done between the husband and the wife, no sexual act in terms of creating the child. So the shaila is, if you have a child through artificial insemination, are you considered the father? In other words, if you have a child who's a Kohen, so could he go up and do Birkas Kohanim, get Aliyah? Is it usher for him to go to a cemetery? Does he have the dinim of a... does the child have... Is he Misyaches after the father? So like the Gemara says, in the Gemara's case was, you know, someone got pregnant in a bathtub. So the Chalkas Machokek and the Beis Shmuel, the classical Mevarshim, they seem to say yes, that it is Misaches after you. You do have, it does have a din of a father. In fact, it's a Chumra as well. Let's say a person, let's say there's a sperm bank, you donate to two different people, but it's your sperm, and there's a boy and a girl. So therefore, they say Chumra, or they think that's the halacha. You can't have, you know, the brother and sister can't marry because the Misyaches after the father, and therefore it's brother and sister. The Chida, and others disagree, and say they agree you should be Machmer in that case, but they feel that if there's no Maisa Bia, then you're not Misyaches after the father. In fact, that's the whole discussion with Rabbeinu Tam, the case with the Crusades where husband and wife were married, and the wife left and married or lived with a non-Jew, and whatever, no get. And then I guess she got a get later. And with that, and then the husband, the non-Jew, converted to Judaism, and she became frum. So she was allowed to live with him because we have halacha. Umar Baba Isha, the famous Marik. But we have a halacha that you can't, that if a woman commits adultery, because she was still married at the time, so she's asked to her husband and she's asked to the Boel. So everyone agrees she's asked to her husband. So what about if the Boel was a non-Jew, a Gentile? So that's the famous Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Nochri is Gabias Behema. The Gemara just talks about it, that you're not, that it's like a, by Behema, it's not a Tisnyakes after the father, so too by Bias Nochri. That's all the Gemara says. So Rabbeinu Tam says it must be because there was no Maisa Bia. There was only Maisa Ishas, but no Maisa Bia. So if you have a Maisa Bia, if there's no Maisa Bia, because halakhically speaking, Bia with a Nochri isn't Bia. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's permitted to live with this woman. According to others, they know. The Gemara just talks about others. The others point out, the Gemara just says that you're not misyaches. It doesn't say because of the Maisa Bia. And if others want to point out, maybe in that case it's good because katan sheniskadel katan shenola dami, that since once she converted, so it's no longer him. That's not the, there are those who point it out, but the pashtus isn't that way, because the pashtus is it's only a din in kurva in relationships that you we say the katan sheniskadel, like midrabanan, we say like you know Minatora, once they're converted, well, you could relay, but we drop on and we say it doesn't look like a brother and sister. Or they talk about Yerusha, that if you, that if someone, there's someone convert, we still can, you still get the Yerusha because we're concerned then you'll leave Judaism and go back for the money. So either way, so that's the Rabbi, so the Rabbi Tom Schiddish is that BS, so that since Bias Akum isn't Bias, so therefore she's not also a Boel. So that's the same, that's the Yisod here with the Chidah. And that's the Machokis here, whether we say if you have a Maisa Ishus or if you have artificial insemination. So genetically we know it's the father, but there was no Maisa Bia, so are the children Nisnachis? So the Chalkos Machokik Beishmol seem to say they are, and therefore, so they would be Kohanim, they would be your kids if you fulfill Pru Revu. However, you have to be Machmir in terms of if it's two different children with the same sperm, so then, and the Chidah seems to say, no, it's okay to be Machmir, but generally we assume without the Maisa Bia, and he seems to be working with Rabbeinu Tam. This is how Rabbeinu Tam says she's not also a Boel, because it's not considered a Maisa Bia. Same Yisod here, that without the Maisa Bia, Even though it's genetically, you might be the father, but they're not considered that api halacha to be misyaches afterwards.